Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Care to Read. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Care to Read. You have the Omeka 7 in the house, the advocates you need, and the advisor you want. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you for joining me in the Care to Read room. Our phone number here at Blog Talk Radio Show is 646-478-0270. We have been talking about health education here in the Care to Read room, and thank you for coming all the way along with me. This has been quite a journey. We have some of those listeners who have come with us all the way through the content of the information. And as you know, this is Yoga National Holiday, and there will be teachers talking about yoga and going out to find the studios to actually learn more about yoga. If you haven't already searched the website for those studios, then you might want to do that. Now, I'd like you to lock in that station, lock that station in at Blog Talk Radio, Care to Read. Keep it right there, keep it right there, keep it right there. We're going to go to station identification. And for those of you who are new listeners, please come in and join us. We are looking for those people with questions and who would like to get involved in a scholarly discussion this evening. So please come and join us and listen to Can You Hear It?
Can You Hear It? Arranged by the author, Sherelle Omeika Bidiako Garth. I begat this while in the spirit so that you could hear it. Don't fear it. Come and hear it. Pull back the veil and revere it. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Oh, and if you hear them, don't fear them. Just remember and revere them. Create a sanctuary like to Mary. I mean with memories of their old souls, of deceased loved ones, foretold. Pay homage by pouring libation, for this was done since the time of creation. It's your only source of real liberation. Listen, can you hear them? Listen, can you hear them? For if you can't, then keep on trying. For all around us, I can hear them crying, petitioning on your behalf before the Creator brings his wrath. For they never really left us. For they have been with us and remain behind to comfort us in our hard times. Listen, can you hear them? Listen, can you hear them? For they will surround you like fire when the fire draws near. So have no fear. Remember that the way is open and clear to assist you in, my dear.
And once again, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're preparing the ceremony for our natural ritual, and I'm going to ask someone in the audience if they will come and purify me. And ladies and gentlemen, it is important to make sure that water is always accompanying our ritual. Water has no enemies. It has no enemies, ladies and gentlemen. And therefore, we use water for purification. And as we prepare for this ritual, it is customary and in order for Africans to continue their rituals and repeat their rituals, and first of all, to ask their ancestors to be present in the audience as they prepare for the rituals. And I'm looking over to my left, and I want to see if I have someone there that can give me permission to speak. And I see an elder out there in the audience, and I'm going to go over and ask that elder if I have permission to speak, and maybe she can give me permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
By all means, you have permission to speak.
Elder, do I have permission to speak?
By all means, you have permission to speak, my dear, yes.
Thank you very much, Elder. We have an elder in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like to thank her for being present here. And as we carry along with our ritual, remember the word when we say the heroes and sheroes is Ashe. So let it be done, so let it be. If you will repeat those words with me, I'm going to open up the airways so that we can get our listening audience to also say Ashe with us. I will repeat the names of our heroes and sheroes, and when we call their names, these are the people that have gone on before us, and we say Ashe. And if you have personal family members that you would like to repeat their names, please do call their names out and remember the names of the dead, because it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. Benjamin Banneker. Ashe. Booker T. Washington. Ashe. Benjamin Banneker. Ashe.
Ashe.
Coretta Scott King. Ashe.
Ashe.
Dr. Martin Luther King. Ashe.
Ashe.
Harriet Tubman. Ashe.
Ashe.
Jackie Robinson, Ashe. Langston Hughes,
Ashe.
Leontine Price,
Ashe.
Louis Armstrong, Ashe. Nina Simone, Ashe. Malcolm X, Ashe. Nat Turner, Ashe.
Ashe.
Rosa Parks,
Ashe.
Scott Joplin, Ashe.
Ashe.
Sojourner the Truth, Ashe.
Ashe.
Thurgood Marshall, Ashe.
Ashe.
W.E.B. Du Bois,
Ashe.
And Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. Ashe. Then I'd like to repeat my parents, who are also ancestors who have gone on. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey,
Ashe.
And we'd like to also finish off with Esalie Pope, Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, it's okay to invite your family to be a part of this, and it's necessary for you to teach your children this procedure. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say, for the benefit of the record, the flag is also, the story of the Black African-American flag is also told and should be read throughout the month of February and occasionally throughout the year, especially when you're doing rituals. I like to read that for you now. The legitimacy of the flag of the UNIA. Here's to the flag of mine, red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red, black shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it. On the flag of mine, here's to the green of it. Young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it. Maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad and told of it. Pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. Thanks to God for giving it, great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to go on with this proceeding, I am going to make sure that you understand that it's okay to bring music into the segment of the ritual. If you'll pause with me for a second. Now, understand that drums are very, very important. And if you are able to bring any drumming into the ritual, it's very important because the Dende drums at that particular time of the ceremony throughout history were known to give a warning or issue a warning or a signal. And then there was also the talking drums as well. Ladies and gentlemen, for the benefit of the family, I'd like to ask, how is the African family doing this evening? And how are the children? We know that there is no village that can be erected until we develop a parent. It is up to a parent to develop a village. And that is the only way that a child can be reared, through having a parent behind them. So know that we are in the process through this great mission statement under the Project 2019 of closing the gap of disparity, illiteracy and ignorance, and bring about understanding and scholarly discussion. And as we prepare to take you into the ritual, we are reminding you it is the responsibility of the fathers and mothers to train their children. And as you know, as being one of the oldest family members in the Organization of the Family Kingdom, we are to honor our mothers and fathers, and we are to do the things and model the things that our mothers and fathers do. And at that time, this time, I'd like to model the fact that I do have a head on my Orisha, the Orisha of my father, Obatala, and the Orisha of my mother, Yaminja. These are deities that express God's essence. And there are many essences of God, and the Africans believe that they are to use the deities to express God's essence because it's so vast and so great. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing this show for the benefit of the family primarily, but in general for teachers to go back into their classrooms and to implement these things throughout the school year in teaching African American history and focusing on infusing African centristic techniques and curriculums into the classroom. Now, I like to say, for the benefit of those who have not been following us, African tradition does not necessarily mean you have a religion. You could practice an African tradition so that you could develop a way of life, and then you could also have a religion that you practice as well. Being African is a way of life, ladies and gentlemen. It's not only just a custom. However, we do have a culture and not just a heritage, and I want us to remember that. Now, as we go on to do a review, we're going to bring our ritual to a close. And as we bring our ritual to a close, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to cover a review of the topics that we've covered so far on the topic of child development and advising training for the training of the trainer. One of the things that we discussed yesterday was talking about family life education. And I have someone in the audience that will be helping me, and let me bring him on and introduce him. This is my co-host, Terrell Garth, who will be assisting me in this discussion. Terrell, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Terrell, would you care to review the child life information that we covered yesterday before we go on?
Yes. The family life education content areas that we have previously covered are families in society, internal dynamics of families, human growth and development over the lifespan, human sexuality, interpersonal relationships, family resource management, parent education and guidance, family law and public policy, ethics, and family life education methodology.
Thank you so much for that information, Terrell. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we talked to you yesterday in reference to understanding the criteria for becoming a parent educator. Now, I'm going to bring the music down lower so you can hear in the background. So just bear with me shortly.
I won't hold you up like some comedy. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this door. I'll be sure I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to. Before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning your dial in to Care to Read. Keep that dial right there. If you want to dial in, that number is 646-478-0270. Please do call in, teachers. We are just doing a quick review over the information that we gave yesterday. We want to be thorough in giving you this information, so we're going to do a quick review. And I'm going to ask my counterpart to come in. There are some items that we'd like to reiterate, and he's going to be covering them on the early childhood CDA. I'm going to ask my counterpart to bring those in to us again, so he has the mic now. Are you there, counterpart?
Yes, I am.
You can go ahead and give us that review for the CDA.
Okay, they are child growth and development, preschool emphasis, observing and recording behavior, physical intellectual development, program management, professionalism, family and center relationships, social and emotional development, safe, healthy learning environment.
Thank you very much, Jabril, for that information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the benefit of those people who weren't here yesterday, the covered information that Terrell just gave you was for those candidates who were seeking to become an advisor. And most of you have noticed that I've indicated that I am an advisor, and I periodically do help recruit for new advisors and help get them trained, and we do the training of the trainers. So that's what this is all about, getting those teachers involved who would like to take on a contracted job as an advisor, or who perhaps would like to work as a part-time adjunct at the college. These are skills that would allow you to advance yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And as he indicated, those courses are courses that you can take at the junior college, or you can take those through an agency that is a non-for-profit who has had their courses assessed, and the criteria must be met for 10 hours in each one of those concentrated areas. Now, I also mentioned yesterday that you could go on keen.com, www.keen.com/omiyinka, O-M-I-Y-I-N-K-A. And when you pull up that site, you can look up under child development, and you could find me there. And if you are interested in finding an advisor, there's where you could actually locate me under advisor. Now, let me say this to those providers who are out there who might be doing family child care. Today's topic also may be interesting to you. This is our 15th segment, and we're covering this segment, what is the LifeWay certification training program, and where can you find an introductory course and also informatic workshops. Now, today we're going to be covering that for you women. This is a concept, a curriculum that comes out of Europe. It is a curriculum that talks about using different methodology, Rudolf Steiner, his method that he uses, and that is for the elementary, but he also has a family life way for the infants and toddlers, preferably from birth to three. There is an actual center that houses the training, and they're throughout the Midwest and throughout the continent. One of them is, in particular, is Sophia's Heart Family Center. They offer courses in this area of family life way. Now, what is so different about the child development training in the family life way, you would probably ask? What I'd say is different is another fact that this particular curriculum focuses primarily on the fact that they're also training in the area of spiritualizing the child. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. They're spiritualizing the child from the infant stage, and there is curriculum allowed specifically for this. And what I mean is they are working with parents and the child, and the child is learning right alongside the parent, and the child is developing a spiritual side of the infant as well as the toddler. Now, LifeWay North America, Inc. is located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it services the Midwest area. They have a nurturing program for child development and family caregivers. Now, there are a number of providers who have their own centers in the home. If they are trained in this modality, they then can begin to implement the curriculum of the Family Life Way into their curriculum. This would mean that they're also developing a segment to dedicate directly to the child's spirit, not only just to the academic, but the spirit. Now, let me read you what it says about the certificate. It says, it says LifeWay certificate training. This is a certificate that you can obtain in the area of child development. Now, in this training, particular certificate, it will allow you not to get an associate, but a certificate giving you the right to use the modalities that are categorized for Family Life Way. Now, there's also a procedure that you have to follow in order to use the actual name. That way, if you are developing an independent center and would like to use the Life Way's name, then you would have to take certain courses that will allow you to use that name. What's in a name, you say? Well, there's a lot in a name that everyone just can't go and use this name without being properly credentialed. And you must be given the authority, you must be given authorization to use the name Life Way. It is sort of like Montessori. However, the program is set up a little different in and of the fact that you have courses and thematic workshop. Let me read off some of the courses you'll have here so you can see. Most of the time, the centers engage the mothers to come in and do basket weaving, to do all types of arts and crafts, and to also get in contact with their spirit. So these children are learning spirituality at an early age. So can you imagine at an early age of infancy that they're learning to get in touch with their spirituality, how great of a success they will be when they get older? Now, they offer these opportunities for professional early childhood studies, and these are people who would like to become involved in teaching on a day-to-day basis, and some experts who would like to be involved at the college level. They have a summer institute, ladies and gentlemen, which runs from June 29th all the way to July 3rd. And these are creating an outdoor environment for that candidate, for the young child, and balancing it with life. So they get a lot of experience with nature. Isn't that just great? These children get the opportunity to network with nature and learn about nature and connect with God at an early age. And that's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're connecting with God, and they're finding their divinity in nature. And herein lies where we get back in contact with our spiritual self. I highly recommend this curriculum, ladies and gentlemen, and I highly encourage you to participate in these workshops and find where there are other locations of workshops outside of California and Milwaukee, and there are many other locations that you can attend, because they surely will prepare you for a spiritual life. Now, they go on to say that they have another class from June the 29th to July 3rd, and this course is embracing every child, supporting the child with a challenge. That is speaking of a child that has a deficit or some type of handicap. So the mother is right there to implement the guidance that she's getting from these experts and specialists and working with the child with the special needs. Now, we call those family members special populations, and those parents are usually treated from the hospital, from birth, all the way up until the child is ready to transition into the workforce. And special populations, they have certain types of programs from the ADA that is offered to them in the community. However, these are families with infants and toddlers who are receiving service right in the hospital to help their children and help the parent transition that child into a setting where he can function. Some of these children receive behavior therapy work, and there are teams that go into the homes or into the centers, and they work with children. And once you become an early childhood specialist, you can also work as a behavior therapist and work on a team with occupational therapists, and these skills will give you some highly technical pediatric skills to work with special needs children. During the Summer Institute, they also have another Summer Institute that runs from July 6th to the 10th. And it's a Summer Institute course that continues on. And this is working well with the parents, teaching the parent how to interact with the child. It is showing the parent the appropriate way to handle a child that has a deficit or special needs or that could perhaps be challenged. It goes into breaking down all of the modalities of working with that child, from birth all the way up until the age of 3. Then later on in July around the same time in July, they have another course called that they do where they're creating a program for infants and young children. Now, there are not that many programs that are out there for infants, and this would be a great way for those mothers who would like to engage their children from birth and get them involved in programs where they can be a part of it and work right alongside the child. I will tell you that in some of these classes, there's puppetry, there is sculpturing, a lot of artwork, water paint, charcoal, and using finger paints. There is a lot of artwork dealing with the right side of the brain and developing all these faculties in this particular life way training, which is a lot different from what we've seen traditional. A lot of music involved as well. They go on to have another summer workshop, and the artistic work that they do is basically displayed for the community. They do a lot of work with the parents and helping the parents become creative and working with the community. Then there's also, later on throughout that year in July, at the latter part, they offer a cooking for the love of the world. They offer a nutritional class that teaches you how to cook with grains and nuts and your legumes and how to deal with your basic food groups and how to eat healthy. So here's where the woman really learned to become a woman. Just like we said, that Life Center helps those young women structure them and showing them how to prepare a meal, how to can foods, how to prepare foods and blanch them and put them in the freezer, how to crop a garden, how to do hand work when you're doing needlework. It teaches all of these things that our young women need to know. Now, if they could go to a facility called the Family Life Center, gain all this knowledge, don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, when they go home, they will become better parents. Most of our trouble comes from most of our young people not knowing exactly how to be a parent, not knowing what is required of them, not knowing what they have to do to advance themselves to different levels. This way, if the Family Life Center is erected either online or in some brick-and-mortar building, we can offer our young people a rites of passage for transitioning properly into womanhood and manhood and fatherhood and parenthood. Now, I know it's long overdue because there has been such a cry out for home economics for the last 10 years to bring it back, because so many mothers are failing their children, leaving them at home to themselves, thinking that they can carry on and prepare a meal without ever being taught. You have to, ladies and gentlemen, be properly taught to be a parent. Not through osmosis. You do not become a parent just because you birthed a child. There is training involved, and you have to go somewhere and find that training. And OMI is telling you where to go to get the training. That's what this is about, where to go and get life way training. There's a training session coming up later on, I think in November, in Milwaukee for the Life Way training. These are seminars. You do not obtain a degree, but a certificate. These programs will prepare you for a lifetime training of being a parent as well as occupying a position in a child development department. Now, I want to urge all of those providers who are doing family child care from just reading a book but have not been in a traditional classroom setting to learn, go back and get your credentials and get specialty training so that you work with somebody modeling for you. And it's not all book knowledge, but hands-on. Now, LifeWay is an excellent program that comes out of Europe. This program is so highly recommended that there is a shortage right now of LifeWay teachers. A shortage, ladies and gentlemen. These teachers, people are looking for them to place them because of the vast training that they obtain while in the training. Now, I want to also say that child development is unique in of the fact that there's many methodologies that you can use for implementing the curriculum and implementing all of the didactics. Most of the teachers don't get a chance to hear about child development in the public school setting because it's normally talked about in the child development setting, and not mostly in the school system. But for those of you who've had the opportunity to learn about child development in infancy as well as elementary, you might want to add that endorsement onto your license. It will make a big difference when they're looking for a specialist in that area. Now, let me go on to see some of the other programs. As I said, Cooking for the Love of the World and Nurturing a Young Child. And these courses are just really, really great for those parents that need to learn how to plan a meal. And it says here, we will make a weekly meal plan and cook balanced, nutritious meals and snacks for the whole family and for the young child as at school. And it says the workshop will include all of these great recipes, Cooking for the Love of the World, Awakening Our Spirituality Through Cooking. Now, that is a great one. Awakening Our Spirituality Through Cooking. This is Thomas Morris suggested that Annie Marie books could represent the cosmos. They talk about the cosmos and shifts in the culture that we desperately need. We need more information about the cosmic, and we need to get involved in that. Now, on that note, I'm going to take a minute out to make sure that I don't forget to remind you or to ask you, would you care to read? And if you do, I'd like to recommend the book for you this evening so that you don't get so far gone that you forget that only told you, let your light shine on the world. That book is called The Stolen Legacy, ladies and gentlemen. It is Greek philosophy, is Stolen Egyptian Philosophy by George G.M. James. This book holds so much hidden information that most African Americans would not believe existed. I'd like to encourage you to purchase the book and have it in your collection. It is a book that you definitely want to incorporate in your home. It is all about Egyptology, understanding the things that belong to us as African American. It is the seventh greatest wonder of the world. Go out and pick this book up, ladies and gentlemen. Now, getting back to our topic, nurturing the child in the first 3 years. Is that important, Omi? Why, yes, it is. Remember I talked to you about that is a time when the child's window is open, when they're most vulnerable to function as a sponge with their faculties open and their brains ready to learn, absorbing everything. You want to catch them when they're more prone to learn and making sure that these are the most teachable moments. The best practices is when you would teach these children when they're first born. You wouldn't wait till they're 10 or 15 to start teaching them things. That's why it's important to start your tutelage when the child is first born. You begin to tutelage that child by showing flashcards and words and names of things, and identifying the names of things with the object. Yes, you can do a lesson with your child, and you can take your child through tutoring as early as infancy. Now, they have a two-week course. They participate in many things in that class. They limit the enrollment, however, and they want to make sure that there's enough time so everyone can have hands-on experience. And it says, what is it that is so distinctive about the child in the first 3 years of life? The period brings many questions and needs for attentive care. Designed especially for playground leaders, child care providers, early childhood teachers, parent and expectant parents, this two-week course offers an understanding of the sensitive process taking place in the beginning of life. Out of their insight, we will build a foundation for caring for infants and young children. Now, see how important it is for the parent to get involved with training that child when he's first born? These infants are open for learning because their windows are open. Now, I'm not telling you that the child as an infant will be reading. That's not what Omi is saying. I'm saying to show them flashcards. Let them listen to music. Children are learning from the womb. Yes, they are. Now, they also offer a nurturing child in the first 3 years, and that is the first week of July 6th through the 10th that they offer. And they make sure that you get a good foundation. Then they have a second week that's in the latter part of July, the 13th through the 16th, and they offer additional classes. Now, this center becomes a life center where women go and learn how to become women. Not only do they show the women how to work with the children, but they show the women how to transition into bona fide full managers of the house. And what do I mean by that? There are certain things that a woman needs to know. A woman needs to know all about canning. She needs to know how to preserve. She needs to know how to work a garden as well. She also needs to understand that a woman must also be taught etiquette classes. That's right, etiquette classes, learning how to walk appropriately, as well as learning how to speak appropriately, how to sit correctly, and also to understand that dance is important in the African American's life. It is very important to have these attributes, because if that young lady is in the process of possibly being courted at any time, she wants to make sure that she is properly, etiquettely correct. And the African American has always been known for their dance. And if you haven't got it, go take a African dance class. I did until I got it. I went and took an African dance class, and I also took a belly dance class because I like to understand the culture, and I want to know the dances that are available to my culture. And in understanding this, it will help you understand the culture better. Why, any African that you would meet in Africa, I would suppose that it would be natural to ask them to dance because it is part of our culture. Now, if you are not practicing dancing and you have not ventured to learn dancing, you are missing out on the best part of your culture. Now, these are some of the things that are taught in this class. Now, can African American take the Life Ways methodology and adapt a program that might be more suiting for African American? Why, yes, I think they can. But they probably cannot use the name Life Way. They would have to design their own name and come up with their own. But nevertheless, not leaving out the categories of spirituality and culturally orientating a woman to work a garden, a woman to work her house and manage her house. Do you not know, women, at one time, women were left in, they were left at home, they were left on the ranches and on the farms, and they had to do everything, from milking a cow to slaughtering a pig. I saw all these things when I was a young girl and knew if I had to be called upon to do it, I had to be prepared. Because during the time that African Americans were living on farms, we were learning these things. We've gotten so far away from that. We're so citified and sedity now that if you asked us to go in the kitchen and to prepare a meal, and if they said, where is that meal, the first thing we'd be doing is ordering out for a fast food meal. Now, let me say something to you. This program is talking about learning how to cook things from scratch. And women, I don't mean scratching your head and talking about, come on and get it. I done scratched up something in here. You better know what you're doing up in the kitchen, because a man will dismiss you in a minute if you don't act like you know what you're doing in the kitchen. I'm just going to be real with you. Now, this is coming from Omi. Because when you get in the kitchen, you must know your way around. You must know what you need to prepare a meal, and you must take inventory at all times. These classes will be doing that. The Lifeway classes help a mother, a new parent, or a new newlywed how to go in the kitchen, take inventory of what she needs to buy, keeping all of her basic remedies there, her potatoes, her onions, and making sure that she has her flours, her cornmeal. All those things are on a regular basis put into the canisters, and they're there. Keeping potatoes and onions and some meat in the refrigerator, you can always prepare a meal as long as you have a little oil. Remember the story in the Bible that the sister took the little oil and she began to cook up the hotcakes and made everything with the oil? You're going to have to know what you're doing. So if you don't know, tell them that Omi said you need to take a class. That's right. Go back to school and learn how to be not necessarily a chef, but learn your way around in the kitchen. Now, Queen of Four has an excellent book out that can also help you figure out how to dump that junk food out of your kitchen, all that prefab stuff, and how to load it up with grains and nuts and berries, and how to put your amenities in those shelves so when you get ready to prepare a meal, you're making it from scratch and it's delicious. And it's something that's going to fit your fancy and your husband's fancy too. And tell him that Omi said so. I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard, because I knew in order to keep a man for 35 years, you have to be doing something good in the kitchen. And I'm not talking about going in there buying everything in the box, preparing it. You got to learn how to kneel the dough. And I said, I'm not talking about kneeling your money. Sit down counting your money while you're kneeling down. I'm talking about kneeling the dough. When you knead the dough, you knead it back and forth, and you bend it and you break it and you, first of all, you got to let the yeast rise up until that stuff is good and ready. And when you make that bread, I mean, everybody in the community starts coming by your house, and they want a loaf of bread. And by golly, you better have enough pans so you can give out a couple of pans of those bread so that you can have those people coming back frequently. And don't forget, if you're selling a house, that's the first thing you know how to do is make a pan of fresh bread, and you put it in your household so it can draw the people. Now, back to what I'm saying here, ladies. I'm not telling you nothing wrong. I'm telling you in these classes, they offer this in the family life way. You can train your children. You can prepare your daughters. Don't let them go running up and down the street if they haven't learned their way around in the kitchen. Don't let them fancy putting out at all of these little programs in the street and they don't know how to cut up a chicken or fry a chicken. Show them how to prepare a full course meal. And I'm not talking about one with just chicken and potatoes and greens. I'm talking about with the soup. I'm talking about with the salad and also the dessert afterwards. And I'm talking about made from scratch. And I'm not talking about getting a cake off the shelf at the bakery, but one that you whipped up with your own mixer. That's right. This is what we're talking about here with family life. We're trying to show you how to make better families at home. You don't have to be on the farm to do this. If a man knows you can burn in the kitchen and get the word out that you can burn in the kitchen, he will be over to your house with his feet up under your table. That's right. He will be up there. And not just once, but many times, because a man loves a good meal. And a woman does every now and then, too, when she's not dieting. Now, I'm saying all these things to just get you down to earth and let you know that Omi's real. And Omi wants you to be real, too. If you can't cook and you don't have the skills, take a class called Family Way. Take a class and go and enroll and learn with your sisters how to do these things. There's no shame in your game when you learn how to do something and you want to perfect your skill. Everybody's not born being a parent. Didn't I tell you that yesterday? We don't come here knowing what to do. We have to have etiquette training. We have to have parenting training. We have to have someone that's skilled, like Nana Fidesz, to show us what to do. Now, don't waste a lot of time. Go and enroll in the classes. Get yourself all hooked up. This is a good thing to do. Omi's been talking about closing the gap of ignorance and disparity. This is a way you can get training, get credentials, and also get recognized. Maybe even find a husband along the way. Just being facetious, just some funny stuff on Friday, trying to give you good humor on Friday. But nevertheless, people, I want to say this out of love. We've got to get back into these classes, and we've got to learn what is out there for us so that we can better ourselves. I'm talking about a good quality of life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about a way of life so that we're not just going to church, watching how the church folk do things, and if they buck, if they grin, if they throw their hand up in the air and walk by and say, 1 minute, please, we're doing the same thing. You got to know what's politically right for yourself. And you have to be taught and trained. You just can't assume, I got this baby now, and ooh, I'm a parent now, and watch me go up here and parent this child. Don't know the first thing about breastfeeding. Say, oh, I can't do this. This baby don't know what he's doing. He won't breastfeed. Now I'm giving up. You have to be trained how to breastfeed. There are classes for breastfeeding mothers. Did you not know that? They all go with child development. Isn't child development a vast learning group of things. Isn't it great, all the things that they cover? Ladies, if you don't have credentials, I can help you get some. You can get them in Family Life Way. You can get them in Montessori or traditional early childhood. But I don't care how you get them, just get them. Because a man will notice how well put together your children are, how well put together you are in managing things, because they don't have to take the time to teach you. You've been trained well. Now, no more of this stuff where we are sitting in the house, watching all of the soap operas, eating bonbons, letting the children run around like they've lost their minds, and there's training to be done in the kitchen. The household I came from, we had a schedule up on the wall. Every one of us were foot soldiers and had requirements of what we had to learn to do and where we had to do it. We had to march out to the farms and pick all the food, then prepare it and blanch it and put it in a canister and can it. Then at the same time, we were taught that you don't run to the store to get everything. A woman should have something on her shelf at all times. You don't let your covers run bare. What is this thing where most African-American women covers are completely bare, not a potato on the shelf? That's poor preparation for shopping. That is poor preparation. You must store a month-long supply of food in your basement, in your attic, or somewhere, so that if in the event you can't get to the store, you can access something that's edible from your pantry, perhaps. Now, let me say this to you, ladies. For those of you who are saying, my God, this early childhood development, family life education could probably work me to death. You're right. It probably could. But it sure will keep a man up under your table, and children dressed properly and following good role modeling skills. Now, it's necessary that you do it because it is not something that's old-fashioned. It is something that's called upon you in order for you to be available for sporting. When a man goes after a woman, he doesn't go after her just because she got those fine legs and she can dress fly, he's fly, y'all become flyer. He goes after her because of what her skills are. Now, if you don't have any skills, if you need some skill, tell them that Omi said take some home ec classes and child development classes, and you can become flyer. Just a little facetious on Friday evening, just having fun, ladies and gentlemen. But this has got to be something that we enjoy. This has got to be something that we find that's exciting. Get excited about it. I am. I was so excited about learning all these things and finding out that I can master these things. You can go into child development and graduate distinguished, graduate with honors, because these are things you do well. When you say, well, I don't know what I'll go to college to be. Be a home ec person. At one time, African Americans went into agriculture, okay? And they cropped the field. Nevertheless, it was a credential, and they did well in the area. Now, getting back to our subject, Family Life Way. As I told you, it is a credential. But I'd like to read you some of the things that an advisor does, the role of an advisor, so you'll just know what it is that only the advocate does, the advisor. The role of a CDA advisor serves as a professional resource for the candidate, gives the advice and feedback on the preparation of the professional resource file, autobiography, sketch, statements of competencies, collection of resource materials, observes the candidate's work as a primary caregiver provider in the child care center or family child care home, completes the CDA observation instrument, records the advisor's observation of the candidate's performance and young child, and finally, establish close working relationship. That's right. You have to establish close relationships with the candidate. Now, these may appear to be quite a bit of things, but if you become a friend to this advisor, it makes it a lot easier Always, however, maintaining your professional status, never dropping below the level of a putrid human being to the level that you become common with the candidate. You are always to conduct yourself in a professional manner. And ethics is very, very important when you're doing this kind of work. Now, as I told you, I think I may have told you the role of the training curriculum specialist, but I'll read it again just in case. Maintain a consistent training relationship with the candidate. Team role versus the authoritarian role. And I want to put some emphasis on that. You don't have to go throwing your weight around because you got the power now and you got yours and they got to get theirs. No, that's not how it works. You are there to be empathetic to their plight and to show them what best practices are. I'm not talking about telling them. I said show them. Role model it yourself. And don't take the authoritarian role, rather the training role. Build and maintain trust. Trust is very important. You can't go discussing some ethical thing with somebody outside of that group about a candidate that you're observing and chit-chatting and gossiping. You cannot do that. It is not ethical, and nor will they stand for it in the council. The role for the candidate, provide on-site training to supplement advisor's recommendation. Now, if you're going to become an advisor, you have to give recommendation. You can't just say, look here, Bessie, you just good at everything. Girl, I don't see nothing wrong with what you've been doing, and everything I see you do is just great. Find one or two things that Bessie can improve on, for heaven's sake. Find one or two things that you can recommend from your training that you can advise Bessie on. Don't let Bessie go on alone thinking that she's good at everything, winning up the fact that you've overlooked or failed to take the time to examine her. Now Bessie goes and meet up with another advisor, and the advisor becomes highly critical, and she'll say, but my old advisor didn't say that. My old advisor never told me that. That's because your old advisor was out of line and she was not doing her job. Don't be afraid to say when another advisor is not doing their job properly, because that candidate will suffer. A good advisor will thoroughly do her job. Going to the candidate's home, prior to going to the home, we'll do an interview over the phone. A light interview over the phone to acquaint themselves with the candidate. And then once they get to the home, they politely scan the environment that they're going to be observing to make sure that if things are out of place, they can politely ask them to put them in place before they start the observation, just to give that candidate a fair fighting chance. What do you mean, Omi? I mean that you're not there to flunk people. You're not there to destroy people's world. You're there to add to their good success. You are there to show them that you have empathy and you can be empathetic to their plight. You're there also to show them that during their slow process of growth that you can help them. If you find that a candidate is failing in all areas, then stop the observation and tell the candidate that they need to go back to class, and you recommend they do that before you complete the observation. If that candidate is your student, however, if she's not, you will have to complete that observation. And you have to put in 3.5 hours and not just observing that person on one occasion. That may be one bad day for that candidate. Come back again and observe them under different circumstances. Be fair to the candidate. Now, evaluating the candidate, demonstrating the competencies, serve as an academic instructor, relate the candidates and the work experience that the candidate has to do, explain relationship between the candidate content and the functional area and competency goals, serve as a CDA, in other words, serve as a CDA consultant, serve as an early childhood professional. And that's what I'm asking you to do today, ladies, to serve with love. Do you know to serve with love is far greater than being any teacher? Once you have served these women, you can feel very good about yourself. When you see that woman's career flourishing and doing very well in the community, you can feel so well about what you've done to open up a door for these women. You become a servant. And that's all that we are in these jobs, ladies. and we're winding down right now and counting down to 10 seconds. And what I'd like to say is let your light shine on the world. Thank you for joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for going the whole way with us. And thank you for being a part of this segment about learning about how to get involved in Family Life Way, where the courses are, where the programs are. You can get involved in these programs, as I told you, Sophie's Heart Institute, which is out in California. You can get involved in these workshops throughout the continent and find your way to Milwaukee to take those classes and get credential, get that certificate. Be more than just a parent. Be a provider. Be an advocate. Be an advisor. That's a great opportunity to come out of the home and use your skill to employ yourself. Now, I implore you to follow up on what Omi is saying. Go over to my website, www.keen.com/Omi Inca. Go over there and call me. You can call me on my special line. I'll take as much time as you need. Now, that I will be giving out some bonuses where you can call me for the first 10 minutes for free. But I will tell you, that is a site where I spend my time evaluating candidates and also advising them. And that is what I do as an advisor. I am paid for what I do because my time is very important and time is money. Now, I will say this much to you. This program is free to you. There is no charges being offered to the teachers at all. Now, we're going to get ready to get out of here, and I'm going to bring up something here where we can bring in that sex song, and we are going to work together on this, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are.
Harmony is up to you and me.
Ladies and gentlemen, together we can make it. We can make a change. Let's make that change today. Ladies, let's get into our opportunities and go enroll into these programs. And we're going to close that gap for Project 2019. We're going to close that gap, ladies and gentlemen. And the way we close that gap is to make sure that we get all of the training we can. And in closing that gap, I want to tell you that knowledge is power. And as you get knowledge and get understanding, you will begin to realize that the knowledge that you have, you can define a thing, then make others accept it as their own. In other words, you become authoritarian and you're put in a leadership position. And that's what we're trying to build here today. Project 2019 has stayed in the background, but periodically you hear me mention Project 2019 and the mission statement. The mission statement. Don't forget, the mission statement is to, by the year of 2019, close the gap of ignorance and stupidity. And I'm saying stupidity because there are training classes all around you, ladies and gentlemen, not necessarily institutions where you have to enroll with the FAFSA and get a degree. You could take a small amount of money and go back and take continuing education courses in your evening classes or online. You could get credential in child development, which will make you ultimately a better parent. It doesn't have to be something where you're going off to get a PhD. Start with the small things, and I'll help you. I'll help you build yourself up in the child development area. And I give you my word that I will give you sessions with my keen.com, the first 10 minutes of consultation, and helping you to become a trainer of the trainer if you're credentialed. And if you're not and you want your life experiences used to help you get into child development, I'll spend some time with you in advising you. I am an advisor, and as you can see, the materials and things I offer to you, I live by them. I just don't preach them. I live by them. And a parent, everyone should be allowed to be a parent. Every mother should allow to become a mother. And remember, only said you just don't become a parent just because you birthed the child. You have to be trained. You certainly have to be trained. And if anyone is against training, there's something wrong, because the African is always perfecting, getting better and higher and higher. Let me take you higher, because I know you could perfect in your skill of parentinghood. You can perfect as a father, as a mother. Don't let anyone tell you that education is for the birds. and definitely is not acting white to become educated. It's acting intelligent. Do you not know that in the Kemetic days, in the Egyptian days, you had scholarly conversation? We brought about reasoning. And if we brought about reasoning, we should be advancing ourselves now through education and advancement. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I implore you, take some time to go and find the skills that are available for you. I feel so bad for those children that are in the foster home. And I'm preaching today. I'm not teaching. There are children lined up in the foster home. Just by the grace of God, they're with me. Children who don't have a home to come to. Mothers who are not being parents. Mothers who can't take their children because the house is not prepared to accept children. That shouldn't be happening. If you were in classes learning to be parents, it wouldn't be happening. Now, there's mothers sitting out there right now that don't know the first thing about managing their homes or their kitchen. They don't keep food in the house, and at the same time, they're at the fast food restaurant every day trying to feed their children junk food. Stop it, I say, because there's opportunities for you. There's a place for you to go. It is a pitiful thing when a nation of women start to fail, because we help one another. We help each woman climb up the ladder. As I get better, you get better. I want you to get better today. I can't advance myself, and I can't build a village without you, and I cannot go any further without helping you, because I am, because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. Ladies and gentlemen, I say let your light shine on the world. And in letting your light shine on the world, find your purpose. The first purpose of every female is to be a woman, and then to be a parent, and then to manage a household. Learn the skills to make you perfect your art and skill. It is ours for the asking, and I'm telling you today, it's available to you. Help is available to you today, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to search for it. You don't have to go shopping for it. It's available to you right here in the Blog Talk Radio Care to Read Room. Put that number in your dial, lock it in, 646-478-0270. Come and join us. We're asking you to be our friend. And this month, as we celebrate National Yogurt Month, for those teachers, please come in. We are also working towards purchasing those CDs of the yogurt introduction so teachers can have them to introduce to their district and their classroom. So, yes, we are about the business of promoting Project 2019, and we will be for a long time because 2019, the year, is not here yet. So we will be for a long time trying to close that gap. Out here trying to do the mission, trying to carry the force and getting things done. But those of you who don't like it or think that it's stupid or think that they wouldn't go that way, then that's fine. Nevertheless, this is what we've been called to do. And as a family life science education, we are building home economics in the homes again, which will make better households, consequently making better parents and better children in our school system. And I say to you, ask God to let his countenance shine upon you, and may he give you his peace. I say, oh, double.